The NATO conference is underway in London. The host, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, looking ahead, today sounded a call for the alliance to build upon the past.
At this council, we have the opportunity to strengthen the unity of purpose that has made NATO the greatest and most successful alliance in history, and to take the new steps that are profoundly necessary to ensure another 70 years of peace and security.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Whatever our differences, we will continue to unite around our core task, to defend one another, all for one and one for all.
U.S. President Donald Trump at the summit is meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. A news conference is scheduled to follow. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump took on Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. At issue, overheard remarks from Trudeau and others that Mr. Trump spent too much time on long news conferences. Listen for the words, 40 minutes.
It was like this takes 40 minutes.
The president reacted by calling the Canadian leader two-faced. China is expressing anger over passage of a bill by the U.S. House targeting Beijing's crackdown on millions of ethnic Muslims, especially the country's Uyghurs. The vote was 407-1. The measure condemns China's massive detentions in so-called re-education camps in the remote western province of Xinjiang. The Senate passed a similar bill back in September. Once reconciled, a single bill goes to President Trump for his signature. Beijing claims the camps are vocational training centers. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can go online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The next phase of the impeachment drama here in Washington is set for today on Capitol Hill. We have a report from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The House Judiciary Committee will assess whether President Trump engaged in significant misconduct in his dealings with Ukraine, as alleged in a 300-page report from the House Intelligence Committee. But it's up to Congress to decide if his actions rise to the impeachable level of high crimes and misdemeanors. Judiciary Committee members will be questioning legal experts as they discuss the constitutional framework for potentially drawing up articles of impeachment. The White House has declined to participate in the committee hearing, calling the proceedings baseless and highly partisan. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A Japanese aid worker, Dr. Tedis Nakamura, and five colleagues were gunned down and killed today in eastern Afghanistan. It happened in Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province. VOA's Ayaz Gal in Islamabad says Dr. Nakamura's death represents a major loss for the Afghan people.
Dr. Nakamura arrived in the region in 1984, like a few years after the Soviet forces invaded Afghanistan, and it displaced millions of Afghan families in the country, and most of them ended up in Pakistan in the border city of Peshawar, and that's where Dr. Nakamura arrived in 1984 and opened some medical clinics to provide services to Afghan refugee families. And then, you know, when things improved, he gradually moved his operations to the other side of the border and continued his work.
That was VOA's Ayaz Gal in Islamabad. Anxious investors are watching U.S. stock markets today after Tuesday's sharp drop triggered by President Trump's comments on a yet-to-be-achieved trade deal with China. Here's AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
This remark at the NATO summit sent Wall Street into a sharp dip.
In some ways, I like the idea of waiting till after the election.
President Trump's response to a question about his expectations of a trade deal soon with China. New tariffs on Chinese goods kick in on the 15th of this month. He also talked about a 100% tariff on French wines and cheese because of a tax on high-tech companies, including Facebook, Google, and Amazon. At one point, the Dow was down by more than 400 points before losing 280. S&P 500 slipped 20, and the NASDAQ, off once more than 100, recovered to lose just 47 points on the day. I'm Tim McGuire.
More news at voanews.com online. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.